Last Monday, Americans remembered Memorial Day. It's a somber day for me personally, and of course for all of us. This time, Memorial Day made me think of two things in particular, both related. Namely, my recently deceased friend Charlie Wiley and Pearl Harbor. I think often of my late friend Charlie. My colleague, Dr. David Ayers, and I plotted to bring Charlie to Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, where we both teach every spring semester for years. Our young students were enthralled by this extraordinarily colorful old guy holding forth with stories from his incredible life, beginning as a childhood actor in the 1930s through his internationally known antics fighting the Cold War, for which he made headlines, including once being thrown in jail by Castro in Cuba in the early 1960s. Charlie's life was so fascinating that when he died at age 95 in March 2022, I wrote a tribute to him for the American Spectator titled "The Most Interesting Man in the World," named after the Dos Equis commercials. The title suited the man. Look up the article. Check it out. But among Charlie's best stories related to Pearl Harbor. On December 7th, 1941, that day of infamy, Charlie was attending a football game at New York's Polo Grounds. At halftime, the announcer curiously read off a list of high-ranking military and political officials who were in attendance and ordered them to, quote, "call your office immediately," unquote. No reason was given to the baffled fans. Said Charlie, quote, "It was not until seconds after the last play of the game that we were told that Pearl Harbor was being bombed by Japanese planes. Our country was at war," unquote. Before dawn the next morning, Charlie headed off to the Marine Recruiting Office in Lower Manhattan, and there was already a two-block-long line. Notably, Charlie was only 15 years old, but he was ready to fight for his country. When he finally got to the recruiting sergeant, the sergeant asked for Charlie's birth date, for which Charlie had a well-rehearsed fabrication. The incredulous sergeant sensed, however, that Charlie wasn't quite the age that he thought. He asked him for a birth certificate. Well, no luck. Charlie would have to wait until he turned 18, which wasn't until 1945. He ultimately found himself at Okinawa. When Charlie told this story, his point was less about himself than his countrymen at the time. He wasn't alone in this desire to defend Uncle Sam, as that long line in Manhattan, of all places, attested. Said Charlie, quote, "As news of the Japanese attack spread, the most vehement of the anti-war activists immediately lined up behind our country," unquote. I thought of Charlie's Pearl Harbor story when I recently learned that the last survivor of Pearl Harbor's USS Arizona had passed away. This man's name was Lew Conter, and he died at age 102 on April 1st, 2024. Lew was one of only 335 Arizona crewmen who survived the day of infamy. He remembered, quote, "Guys were coming out of the fire, and we were just grabbing them and laying them down. They were real bad. You would pick them up by the bodies, and the skin would come off in your hands," unquote. The 20-year-old Conter, Wisconsin native, stayed alive through the long remainder of the war. We finally lost him on April 1st, 2024. It's sad that these men are gone, as is the country that they served. Yes, the country, I think, is gone too. Charlie Wiley used to lament to me, "It's all gone, Paul. Everything. The sights, the smells, the feel. It's just such a completely different world and different country. You just can't even imagine." Charlie and I talked about how attitudes are different, too, including the sense of service and allegiance. We wondered whether American boys today would line up blocks long in Manhattan or anywhere to fight overseas voluntarily if the nation endured another Pearl Harbor. Personally, I have my doubts. There might be a collective anger and unity for a while, like there was after 9/11. I lived through that one. But I have trouble imagining it holding through four traumatic years as hundreds of thousands of American boys died overseas. We can debate that. But what we can't debate is the fact that these World War II vets are disappearing quickly. Guys like Charlie Wiley and Lew Conter are unfortunately a vanishing breed. They're worth memorializing, whether on Memorial Day or any other day. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.